Now, let's imagine that God blesses you, not just a bit, but a lot. What do you do with that blessing? Well, you can try and keep it to yourself. But when God blesses you a lot, you just can't contain it. The obvious thing to do is to share it all around. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take another look at God's blessing from a different perspective. Yesterday on the program, we met young Jabez, a man who had a pretty rugged start in life. His name literally means "you're a pain," and yet he stood head and shoulders above his brothers and the hundreds of other names listed in the 9 chapters of genealogy in the middle of which we find him. Why did Jabez stand out from the crowd? Because he prayed a prayer for God's abundant blessing. Here it is again. Now, Jabez was more honourable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may cause no pain." So God granted him what he requested. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. We've seen the power so far of asking for the first part, "Oh God, that you would bless me indeed, bless me abundantly, bless me just the way you want to bless me." That's a powerful prayer. Ask God to bless you and then leave it up to him, his father's heart, to choose how he wants to bless you. God wants to bless you abundantly. He really does. Not with trinkets and toys, but with the sort of blessings that will fill your heart with joy and flow through you and over the top of you and right into the lives of other people. That's how things work in God's economy of blessing. You know that line that faith without works is dead? The opposite is also true. When our faith is working its way out as God's blessing flows through us into the lives of other people, as God uses the gifts he's given us to bless others, all of a sudden, our faith becomes alive and vibrant and real. Flat, dry, lifeless faith becomes a thing of the past. So can I say, faith with God-inspired, God-empowered works is so incredibly alive. Now let's get on to the second part of what Jabez prayed. Right after asking God to bless him indeed, what was the very next thing he prayed? "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory." Territory was a big thing back in those days. In fact, for all of Israel's history, having your own land has been a big deal. They spent centuries waiting to take the promised land, and finally, when God took them there under Joshua, they had to fight for it battle by battle. So expanding your land, expanding your borders, your territory, was a huge deal for an Israelite. Still today, Israel is fighting for land several millennia on from when Jabez prayed this prayer. A little while back on the program, we talked about whether or not you and I are kingdom builders or empire builders. Are you in the business of building your own personal little empire, or are you in the business of building the kingdom of God? Good question. A question each one of us should be asking ourselves on a constant basis. But let's go back for a minute to the first part of the prayer, the request for God to bless us indeed, a whole lot, abundantly, overflowingly, more than we could ever hope for, dream, or imagine. Let's say God does that. Let's say God blesses you so much that you can't contain it. The natural result is an overflow, kind of what like Jesus was talking about in John chapter 7, verses 37 and 38. He said, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." When you have that much of God's blessing overflowing out of you, when you have the Spirit of God flowing out of you, it's not just a trickle, it's not just a stream, not just a river, but rivers of blessing, rivers of living water flowing through you into the parched, dry land of the lives of the people around you, people who need more of God's blessing. If that's happening, what's the next logical thing for you to ask? More influence, of course, more people to share the blessing with, more people to experience the mighty blessings of God that you've been experiencing. The request for God's abundant blessing flows naturally and logically into a request for God to expand your borders so that his kingdom will come, one soul at a time to more and more souls. When I came to Christ way back in 1995, right from the beginning, I couldn't contain the goodness and the joy of what I felt. I knew right back there on that first day, day one, that I wanted to share this love of Christ with lots of other people. So I started to pray that God would give me the chance to do that, and He did. And today, here I am with you and a few million other people across 160 countries chatting about the good news of Jesus. None of that came because I'm particularly clever. None of that came through the great strategic planning of our board or of our ministry. It came as an answer to a simple prayer. Lord, please expand my borders and grow your kingdom through me. It's a prayer that I pray daily because I know that's the only way that people will be touched by the Holy Spirit through what I do. You see, we all labour in different parts of God's vineyard with the tools and the gifts that He's granted us by His grace. His blessing isn't limited by lack of power or lack of will. The well of God's blessing is infinitely deep. Imagine then the delight in His heart when He hears you pray, "Dear God, please bless me indeed, please bless me more than I can imagine. And then, Lord God, expand my borders, my territory, my circle of influence so that I can share your blessing, the blessing that's overflowing through me, with people who desperately need to experience you and your blessing." What do you think God would think when He hears you pray that prayer every morning, huh? I'm thinking that God would be absolutely over the moon at your motivation and your desire. I'm thinking that God would be ready to show up and answer that prayer. After all, that's exactly what He did when Jabez prayed that prayer. "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory." And so God granted him what he requested. God knows the best thing for you is for you to go and be with Him right now. He knows that. And He also has a deep longing in His heart for you to be with Him and for Him to be with you for all eternity. And yet, think about it. He chooses instead to leave you here on this earth, in this fallen world, amongst the ravages of sin and temptation and sickness and tears. Why do you imagine God does that? For what purpose has He left you on this earth? It's simple. You and I, and everybody else who believes in Jesus, we are entry points for God's blessing into the parched, dry landscape full of people who desperately, desperately need a Saviour. We're like an oasis in the desert, you and I. We're places where people can come and drink a deep draught of that living water that overflows out of us. That's why God hasn't taken you home to be with Him yet. God has a purpose for you. God has a plan for you. God has something left for you to do. So, of course, we should ask Him for more influence. Of course, we should ask Him to expand our borders. Of course, we should be prepared to see others drink at the well from which we too have drunk our fill, from which we have drunk so deeply and so fully that rivers of living water flow out from us. "Enlarge my territory, expand my borders" is a prayer of someone intent on sharing the blessing of God around. And when we pray that prayer, you can believe me when I say God will be only too ready to do exactly that. You know why? Because God wants to bless you, and through you, He wants to bless countless other people. Now, life can be hard work some days, and as that daily grind just kind of grinds away at us, it's easy to forget that Jesus died and rose again to give us victory. Victory over our sin and over our circumstances. Victory. That's why every video message that we record here at Christianity Works is available on our YouTube channel. The daily fresh devotional videos, the weekly in-depth half-hour Christianity Works teaching, and even some in-the-moment, close-to-the-action videos that I shoot now and then. They're all available on our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. Just subscribe to the channel and you'll be notified each time a new video is posted. It's simply amazing how powerfully the Spirit of God can move even through just a short video message. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. After all, the Word of God is alive and active. Amen? I'd love to encourage you to live your life in victory. So again, the web address of our YouTube channel is ChristianityWorks.tv. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.